got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
You're listening to episode 6 of Dash and Em's Pretty Little Lies podcast, and the episode is called Homecoming, because it's about coming home.
And Em should just specify that she is sick. Yes. That's why her voice sounds retarded.
That's why my voice sounds very retarded, but I'm sure people don't mind.
Oh, they like it hot and husky.
You're going to make me laugh and then cough, so.
So, first scene, we're in Aria's room, and she's listening to her super emo bot music. Then all the friends come in and try and do some kind of, like, intervention. Spencer looks really good. She's in short shorts.
I didn't even notice what Spencer was wearing.
How the fuck could you not?
I wrote down that she's in, like, a funk. Kind of like in Glee, how they were in a funk.
Oh, you just had to bring Glee.
And then they say, then Aria says something about a chunky monkey.
Chunky monkey is a flavour of ice cream. Oh. She said, I'm going to inhale a gallon of chunky monkey.
I see.
She's just saying she's going to, like, scoff down ice cream, sit at home, cry, and listen to Taking Back Sunday.
That'd be really good, except for the Taking Back Sunday part and the ice cream part.
And the crying part? Yeah. So none of that would be good. Hence, life. The funk.
No, I do. I like sitting at home doing nothing. It's fantastic.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up.
Why? They can hear me. Look.
You're talking really quietly.
It's making wavy lines.
If you keep clicking your computer, it's going to be annoying.
Oh, but I have to go between my notes and all that. Right, I'm just going to keep my notes. We're not allowed to read them.
All right. Hannah is awesome again.
I know. Her sarcasm is the best.
Oh, she's so hilarious. Oh, Emily's awkward moment. What's Hannah's just like, you should just take whoever you want to take or whatever. And then, like, Aria's like, or Spencer's like, why don't you take Aria?
Yeah.
And Aria's like, now I'm Sam Bronson. And I'm just like, lol. Spencer Bronson, like, is gross.
And they were like, they'd make a really cute couple or something like that. That's awesome. And I like that Hannah's backing Emily up.
Yeah, it was really cute. But Samantha Ronson is gross, though.
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion.
Okay, well, this is what she looks like. A syringe full of heroin with a little tiny poppet head on it.
I know what she looks like. I know who she is. I just don't have an opinion.
And her eyes look like they've been drilled out and replaced with, like, glass hollowness.
All right.
Seriously.
I don't care.
She looks like a syringe with a head on it.
You're going to go home and make that and paint. I just know it.
I was thinking about doing it just then. I was hoping that someone else would do it and then send it to us.
Well, let's see if anyone does.
And then at the end of the scene, we get the lions and tigers and bitches, oh my, there's no place like homecoming, see you there, A.
Okay, how does A get all those messages into all those fortune cookies? How do they do that?
Because A is MacGyver.
Do you reckon they've got, like, some sort of factory there where you can, like, you can make, like, heart-shaped things and then you can put your own messages on them so you can give them to someone on Valentine's Day? Do you think they do that for, like, fortune cookies and you can write whatever you want?
Very possibly. Who knows? What? All I'm saying is I think at this point A could seriously be MacGyver.
I hope they eat those fortune cookies and not just throw them aside.
Okay, Em, you're sick. And you're rambling more than I do.
They taste really nice. Now I really want some. Do they sell them?
Yes, you can get them from the supermarket. We'll go there later.
Okay. Are they going to be open late today? It's Sunday.
We'll go to Pricey's. That's always open.
Okay.
Then we go to what? The Celibacy school. Anonymous. Oh, yeah. Well, what do they call it? Holy Roller Virgin Society. And we're having a meeting. Hannah's there with Sean, and he's being all, like, preacher choir boy, and she's, like, pissed off, drinking her Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you Ashley Benson had, or that's her name, Benson? Ashley Benson?
You would.
Hannah?
IMD bot. You know what it is. You're just trying to sound like you know.
No, I'm just saying. Yes. She would have.
Ashley Benson, yes. Yes. That's the name.
Anyway, I bet you she had real coffee in that. Every single one of her tweets is, I'm going to go get coffee. I'm going to drink coffee.
Ooh, there was really coffee in there.
No, I just meant, like, she seems like the type of actress that would actually really put coffee in her drink.
ABC Family does not advocate the drinking of Juvie coffee. Hannah's like, what the fuck, lol, because the whole class is just stupid.
Yeah, but she's doing it because she likes
Sean.
Yeah.
I think that that guy is in there, that, what's his name, Luke, the geek guy, he is so awesome.
Lucas, yeah.
He's so funny.
I like what he says. He goes, girls like her don't approach me unless they have self-esteem / drinking issues.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my god, he totally knows her.
Yeah. Hannah is pretty much that. He's so funny, though. I thought it was really cool.
He reminds me of someone, I just don't know who.
A ventriloquist dummy? That's what I was thinking.
No, he reminds me of, like, oh, that's it, the guy from the OC.
Seth.
Yes, he reminds me of Seth.
That's such a knock at Seth. That is so mean. Because Seth's, like, infinitely hotter and more awesome.
I just meant, like, his kind of character, and he likes, you know, the popular girl. And
do you ever want to have sex with a man?
Maybe. I don't know why.
I don't know. Like, I've been thinking about how cool it would be just to try it out.
Well, you're single. Go do it.
But I'm scared. What if they try and rape me? What if at the last minute I'm like, no, actually, I don't want to.
Well, then they won't do it if you find a nice enough man.
I just want to try.
Well, then try it.
With Seth?
If you want.
Do you think Seth would do that?
Probably not. Because he's gay.
What?
Nice.
Adam Brody's not gay. You're gay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, anyway.
He didn't have to hit me in the arm.
Anyway, then Arya and Ezra. Basically, Ezra just ditches Arya in the hallway.
Yeah, he just totally ignores her.
He's just like, Kaylon, bye.
Yeah.
And then we go to the cafeteria and we see Maya and Emily.
And Maya is not Gaga for Gaga? What the fuck? Who is not Gaga for
I know,
Gaga?
I even have to admit, initially I hated Gaga and I'm a little bit Gaga for Gaga. Especially since the meat dress.
I know.
That was awesome.
I know.
Anyway.
What do they talk about again?
Maya's just like, I'm not going to go to homecoming. And then they're like, shall we catch up? And then Emily's like, yeah, but I just need some space.
Right.
And that's it. And then the camera basically pans around to Spencer and Hannah. And Spencer's all like, oh my god, get the file.
Yeah, she's like really freaking obsessed out about stealing Jenna's file. It's a big ethical violation to steal someone's...
Yeah, but when they think that Jenna is the reason, like, when they think that Jenna, like, stole their friend or whatever, then, or, like, killed their friend, then I think it's pretty big enough, like, big enough reason to, you know, want to find out.
I don't know. That's when you would go to the fucking police.
I don't know. They should have gone there, like, last because year.
Even if it, like, let's just say they opened the file and that's what it said. Like, for one thing, if she admitted it in the therapist's office, she would have been charged.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that they're going in there to find out.
No, they want to find out if she's A. She could have alluded to being A.
No, I think they're going in there to find out what Toby told her about that night.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, and then Mona comes over. She's just B's a whore, basically. I hate her. And then Hannah's all like, go get me Froyo with Sprinkle.
Yeah, I know. Why does she do that?
Because it's awesome. Because she's like, Mona, you're a bitch. Get the fuck out of my face. And you're my bitch and you have to do everything I say.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that no girl wants to go out with Toby.
I think he's creepy and weird and gross looking.
I think he's not bad looking. And he seems sweet. And, like, he's like the bad boy. Isn't that what all girls want? You know, the...
Yeah, but they want a bad boy that doesn't come across like a pedo.
He doesn't come across as a pedo.
I think he comes across a little bit pedo. Anyway, and then we see his 901 tattoo, free at last. He looks like Tupac or something.
Why would he get that tattoo? Some people get really weird tattoos.
Well, if you got a tattoo, what would it be?
I already have a tattoo.
Yeah, but, like, apart from the one you already have.
I don't know. Nothing else. It's the only thing I wanted.
If I gave you $100 and paid for the tattoo, would you get a tattoo of, like,
no.
Optimus Prime?
No. Would you?
If you gave me $100, it would be awesome. A tattoo of Optimus Prime. Okay, anyway. Then we go to the hall. We got Emily and Toby.
I think it's really cute. They're cute together.
I didn't mind him to start, and now he creeps me out.
But him saying, oh, what's my scene, listening to the Smiths alone in my room?
Oh, okay.
I was like, what?
When he said that, okay, that was my biggest beef of the scene. I have huge writings about this. Okay. When I was just like, oh my god, listening to the Smiths alone in your room is a scene. It's called emo.
I don't think it's emo.
It is! All emo kids love the Smiths. It's like, you have to love the Smiths to qualify into emo world. And crying alone, listening to the Smiths in your room, pretty sure.
I don't think he was crying.
Oh, no, but I mean, he's saying sitting alone, listening. But my point is, yes, it is a scene. It's a huge scene. It's called emo. If you are emo, you have to like the Smiths. It's like a law of nature.
Are you emo?
No.
Do you like the Smiths?
I like one song by the Smiths because it was the theme song on Charmed.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do like a couple of Smiths songs, but I don't sit alone in my room listening to the Smiths. Their music really annoys me, and I think Morrissey is really irritating because everyone knows he's gay and he won't admit it. Even Ricky Martin did, okay? Morrissey, it's all right. Come out now.
Just on a side note, when you mentioned Charmed, you know how I follow Holly Marie Combs on Twitter?
HMC bitch. Yeah.
She mentioned that she went to a roller derby.
Oh!
And she took a picture and she was like, the girls are totally hot.
They fucking are. You know how I know that? Because I'm in roller derby. Yes, folks. I tried out for the local team a couple of nights ago, and I'm in, and I'm awesome, and I'm going to train, and I'm going to try and get a spot as a jammer, because that's the best person. That's basically the Ellen Page. And she's hot, and I'm hot, so we have a lot of...
Okay.
So anyway, then they decide they're going to go to homecoming together, Toby and Emily.
Is that what happens at that point?
Yeah, because he got, you know...
He's got the tickets, and then she agrees to go with him.
Yeah.
It's the scene where they're... when Spencer's preparing for the homecoming dance.
And yes, she's in
like a flannelette shirt. That's so gay.
She's looking so good. All I've got here, like I started the scene off writing, you know, I was writing something about what the scene's going on. I just wrote OMFG. And then I keep watching and then all I can write again is OMFG. That's all I've got here.
I wrote when her boyfriend guy, Alex, came in and he like put money in her pocket. It was like a friggin' huge wad of 50s. How does he get that much money working as a towel boy?
How did the camera get that close to Spencer's ass without melting?
I think he's like he's in drugs or something like that. He's on the wrong side of town.
I don't even care. I just like him because he gives me all these opportunities to see Spencer in this vulnerable, heartsick, bum-touching, kissing. Oh, I love... I have not had a crush on someone from TV. I don't even remember ever, ever, ever loving someone so much. And you've listening to the podcast and, like, doing this show and everything, with every episode it gets, like, tenfold more intense. And honestly, I have not had a crush on someone on TV this bad. I can't even remember. I'm, like, obsessed with her. I think I'm going to... I fear for her life.
You're going to go and stalk her. I'm going to go and stalk her.
Oh, no, the last person I loved this much was Tegan Quinn. And I still have that love, Tegan, but, you know, you haven't answered my calls.
If I had to pick a TV crush, it would probably be...
Your biggest TV crush, what would that have been?
My biggest TV crush.
Yeah, who like, from the TV, in over the course of your life, have you, like, just really just absolutely died for and just been in love with and makes your heart flutter when you see them on TV?
I don't know, no one.
Oh, is there something wrong with me?
No. I was just going to say that my TV crush right now is probably Santana from Glee.
Oh, yeah. Break me off a piece of that.
Can I pause it for just a sec?
Em just had to take a break to go throw up. She's pretty sick. So we'll just take a break now. Bum, bum, bum. This is me doing elevator music. Boom, ba-da-dum, boom, boom, ba-da-dum, doo-doo. Ba-doo, boom, 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 boom.
I'm fine.
Okay, so.
I was talking about Santana and how I have a big TV crush on her.
Oh, yeah. So you've never had anything, like, more intense? Like, you've never...
I probably have, actually.
About when you first watched The L Word or Buffy or Alias? That was a big one for me.
No.
Jennifer Garner, year 10.
I can't think of...
I think I'm highly sexed.
Well, I had a girlfriend throughout that entire time, so I didn't really...
Oh, like The L Word? Or no. Buffy?
No.
Oh, you mean high school?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had an outlet for my...
Yeah, see, I never had that. So it all came out on Jennifer Garner. Anyway, then we got Hannah and Maya in the hall.
Oh, yeah, and she tells her that Emily wants her to come to homecoming.
Yeah, yeah. She's all like, I'm in jazz band, so I'm still awesome. Just like, so see you at homecoming? No. Oh, that's a shame, because I know Emily would really like to feel you up there.
Why is Hannah working so hard at trying to get Emily together with Maya?
I think it's a genuine friend thing. I think she's just... I think it's really sweet.
Because I think it's sweet too.
I think she probably just feels for her because she feels like she can tell that Emily doesn't want anybody to know and she wants to make her feel like she doesn't have to worry, like they're her friends and...
Well, I was just curious because, like, she saw this one picture of them kissing.
Hmm.
It could have just been, like, a crazy drunken thing or something, right?
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't seem like Emily to do that.
It seems pretty... The kiss looks pretty intense.
I guess, but what I mean is that Hannah must have noticed, like, she must have thought back and picked up on other things and been like, oh, okay, so Emily is gay.
Because they hang out a lot together.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Maya never wants to hang out with all the girls. She just wants to hang out with Emily.
Yeah.
I think it's really sweet, actually. I really, really... This episode just made me love Hannah so much more. I think you're right.
Hannah is definitely my favourite character.
Spencer's obviously my favourite, but when it comes to just, like, the coolness rating of a character, she's rates the coolest.
Yeah, she is. She's
but Arya cool. And Emily are both lame, so...
They're not lame.
Okay. Well, I know there's a lot of Emily fans. Does anyone even like Arya, though?
I do.
You just like everyone. You just hope that they're listening to our podcast and you just... You want to be diplomatic.
I I think I like all of them, but there are flaws in all the characters that I don't like.
Name one Florence Spence. Actually, don't. You want to live. Okay, anyway. Then we got Jenna and Toby. And Jenna's all like, who's going to tell her the truth?
Yeah, what is the truth about Toby?
We all know, we've all seen
the
episode. But in case, like you said, people watch it scene by scene and then listen to us, I don't know why anybody would do that, we'll wait for the big bomb to drop later.
So then Hannah goes to
the doctor's surgery.
Dentist, whatever it is.
Building of doctors and
things. Did you notice that her outfit has cats on them?
Yeah. It's a nursing thing. It's like it's a uniform.
Why does it have cats on them?
I've actually been to hospitals where they have weird prints and stuff on there. Things. She might be working in a pediatric ward.
In the dentist.
Pediatricians. Oh, yeah, she's working for a dentist, isn't she? I don't know. Kids come in, you know, get a kick out of it. How funny is that black guy, though?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Baking a cake. That guy was awesome. I love huge black guy comic relief.
What?
They always have big black guys make funny jokes. Yeah. Like, hell nah.
You are so racist.
I want to tell everyone that tomorrow a friend of mine from work and myself are holding a big fucking coup at work, big meeting about everyone stopping being racist because we can't fucking handle it. Yeah. What do you think about that, Em?
I don't know. I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. I've got the day off.
Yeah, well, we're all going to work and we're saying, hey, you bitches, stop referring to people as towel heads because we don't like it.
What? Is that what they say?
They've been saying, people have been throwing the towelhead word around. Me and my friend that, you know, we'll call her Coke, are going into work tomorrow to tell everyone to stop fucking saying it because we've had enough of it. We don't like racism in the workplace. So everyone, I'm not fucking racist.
I know, I'm joking.
Big black guy humour.
Okay.
I love that T-Pain song. If you listen to that song where they're like, have I got game or whatever? And then T-Pain's just like, hell no. Or no. It's so funny.
Is this on YouTube?
Yeah, it's so funny. Anyway.
So then Hannah, when she goes to that psychiatrist's office, she makes the door, like, I don't know what she does, but so that she can open it later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she just sort of clicks the lock in on something so that it can't pop back out. Okay, and then Aria and Hannah are in Aria's room and they're getting ready for homecoming.
So I'm assuming that time has passed from the dentist to Aria's house.
Hannah's gone, yes, you can assume that when a scene cuts and a person is in a different place that they didn't just magic themselves.
And they're different. Did you see Aria's socks in that scene? They were like knee-high grey socks.
Oh, I love that.
And she was just wearing short shorts. It would look really weird.
With short shorts, I don't know, with a skirt maybe. But I love when Hannah's like, did you ever think a little less bohemian, a little more class, or something she says, I can't remember what she actually says, but I was like, in my head, just imagining her going, did you ever think a little less pigeon, a little more turkey?
She hasn't worn anything crazy.
I know, I was really surprised. I think that they've listened to us and then they didn't, and then they changed it.
Except that they filmed these all before we started.
Yeah, but we just learned about the magic of cinema and how people can travel through space and time.
Okay. So then we go to the...
Wait. She made this hilarious bell jar reference.
I don't know what bell jar is.
By Sylvia Plath. It's like Sylvia Plath's only novel.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read it.
Oh. Well, I thought it was hilarious.
Well, she was holding up the two dresses.
Yes, and she was like, so shall we go with the bell jar or let's get this party started? Anyway, okay, homecoming.
Oh my god, have you heard the new 2 AM Club?
Is that the fucking band that was playing? 2 AM
Club.
Terrible.
I wrote down that 2 AM Club is the new Good Charlotte. Do you think?
2 AM Club is the new High Five. Okay, yeah. I thought they sounded kind of, they reminded me of, like, you know bands like The Fray, but actually don't mind The Fray, they're okay. Or, like, One Republic or whatever. Like, when they're really, like, polished rock bands. Yeah, like,
What do you think of Aria's outfit?
We're talking about Aria, sorry. One track mind. I don't even remember. Oh yeah, actually no, it was kind of cool. Little goth
the gothic
number
thing going.
Yeah, it was alright.
I thought Hannah looked really classy and she looked really nice.
I thought Spencer was looking fly.
She looked very 1920s.
Homecoming or are like American proms, homecoming dances, socials, whatever they call them. Are they usually that? How do you say like grandeur? Or, you know, like, are they usually that really over the top?
I've never been to one, but
how much money do these people have? I know it's an expensive school and stuff, but holy.
Well,
geez.
It depends. Like sometimes you see in movies and TV shows where it's just like in the school hall and they put a few streamers like up.
Napoleon
and,
Dynamite.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Like Napoleon Dynamite. But they obviously have money.
Yeah.
So.
Because far out, it looked amazing.
But that's the whole point. Like, you know how she was saying, Spencer was saying she's the chair of the committee or whatever? I think, like, for the whole year they fundraise and do, like, you know, cookie bake-off sales and all that kind of shit to save up for this kind of stuff.
I was just thinking of Spencer in an apron.
Melissa totally looks like Angelina Jolie in this. Don't you think?
Melissa's hair looks like it was late to the party. Like, she got there before her hair and her hair rushed.
Yeah.
Her hair rushed to meet her there.
It was pretty massive, actually.
Human. She looked like she'd been hanging on the back of a plane.
I don't know where you come up with these things. And how nice was Lucas when he walked over?
I know.
And he was like, hi, I'm Lucas, to Mona.
Yeah.
And she was like...
Mona was just such a whore. I know. She's all like, if you start pulling us down, I'm going to cut your ripcord.
Yeah. Fuck.
Not letting you drag me down with... Yeah. Hannah's awesome. And then she eats some feelings.
Do you think people are really like... Yeah, she does. Do you think people are really like Mona?
Yeah, for sure.
In high school? I didn't... Like, there were people who were, like, you know, the queen bees or the bitches or whatever in high school, but they were nothing like how Mona is.
We've already established that... Oh, probably not on a podcast, but that I had a little bit more of a outcasty type high school experience.
Well, and what experience did I have?
You were friends with boys and played sports and people liked you.
People liked you too.
I had probably 5 friends and then the rest of the school thought I was retarded. Like, I think they actually did think I was special needs.
Okay. I didn't know that. I just thought, like, you know...
People were mean to me at school.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't popular.
Oh.
I had an unpleasant high school experience. Well, I mean, I was in my own bubble, though. I loved my friends and we had fun, so I was like, whatever, I don't care what other people think. But yeah, people didn't like me. I was unpopular. But I didn't know how to do my hair and stuff, so...
Neither did I.
Yeah. You should see some photos of me, though. It was pretty tragic.
I have seen photos of you.
The plaits. Every day.
I never had any plaits, but...
I didn't know how to do hair, or makeup, or wear clothes, or have any money, so...
I had a fantastic high school experience, but that's just me.
Yeah, let's rub it in. All right. Ezra and Aria toss some beanbags.
Yeah, and are people really going to walk around homecoming with those oversized toys that they win? Like,
I guess only the people that are going stag.
Yeah, I guess. Walking around dancing with a huge dinosaur.
Dance with a penguin or something.
So I wrote down, Fitz and Aria have a talk, finally. She tells them a little bit, but not much.
Oh, it's so frustrating, because it's like, if they just sat down and had a fucking conversation.
I know.
But, yeah, I'm over them, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Toby turns up with Emily.
Yeah.
I think he looks pretty good when he's wearing, like, sort of semi-formal clothes.
Yeah, but he acts like a douchebag when he's like, oh, let's not go in, let's all look, like, I'm going to dance like an absolute tard burger.
I love his dancing. It's better than mine.
How we've, like, flipped things, because I remember when Toby first came in, you were like, he's a bit creepy, but I don't mind him. And I was like, oh, he's okay. And then now it's like, I don't like him at all. And you're just like, oh, he's so cute.
Well, he is pretty cute.
Nah, I don't like him.
Fair enough. I was surprised that Emily hadn't told the others that she was coming with Toby.
I wasn't surprised.
Really? They tell each other everything. They convinced
her not to, or made her feel bad about it, or, you know. She probably just wanted to, like, to rock in there and just let it all go. See what happens.
What do you think of Maya and how she looked?
Oh, Maya. Mm. Kendra. Smoking.
Better than Toby?
Okay, so yeah, Maya looked awesome.
Yeah, I wrote that Toby is a big, cute, dopey guy and I want his babies. I think I'm starting to fall for, like, a Toby... Emily couple.
No! Oh my god, traitor!
What?
Mutiny? Mutiny aboard the SS-M.
What? Just because we're gay doesn't mean that, like, I have to support the gay couple on the show.
Yes, you do! Yeah, then Spencer and Hannah and Ari and Maya are all talking. Maya comes in, she's like, hey! Where the fuck
are you going? Hey, girl, hey!
No, she's just like, hello! Where's Emily?
She comes up and she goes, wow, chica, wow, wow.
And then the girls are just like, oh, I don't know where she is. And then she rolls in with Toby and they're all just like, jaws hit the floor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're all, and Maya's just like, what the fuck, and kind of walks off. And then Hammond catches Emily really quickly and was like,
what the hell?
Yeah, and Emily's like, I thought you would understand, being that you're the one that, you know, said to me, come with whoever I feel like I should, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when Hannah drops the Maya bomb, and she's like, that's because I thought you were going to bring Maya. And Emily's all like, why the fuck do you think I would bring Maya?
Why didn't Hannah just tell her? A sent me a message, and she sent me a picture of you two.
I think they just did that dream, that soap opera thing where they stare at each other for a second, and then they just walk off. I don't understand it, but it's stupid. So anyway, then we get to Alex and Melissa.
And... yeah, and she's, like, manipulating him into thinking that...
yeah, you're being used, blah, yeah. blah, blah. She's a whore. I don't really like him that much because he's going up Spencer.
I think he seems nice, though.
Yeah, he is. Him and Toby should hook up. And then the girls are all just like, what the fuck, Toby and Emily?
I have a fun fact. On their official podcast, they said that in some of the shots they got really sick of wearing heels because I'm sure they had to shoot, like, that scene for, like,
you know... 2 days or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous. And so they just wore UGG boots... but their dresses, in the shots where you couldn't see their legs.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping that I could catch, like, an UGG boot somewhere, but I didn't see it.
Oh, that's good. Props to them.
And they said all the food was real and they really wanted to eat it, but they weren't allowed to.
Why? Oh, because they had to leave it because it's props and all
that. Yeah, I guess. Do you think Spencer's being really unfair to Alex? Like, he spent his hard-earned money to buy a suit.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, Spencer really, like, she's practically like Sherlock Holmes. She has a major hunch. She's like, I know that something's not right with Toby, whatever. Then she finds out the whole deal with Toby, like, might be the dude, and then she's just worried about her friend.
Okay, but...
so she's a little bit preoccupied.
Right, right, okay. But then she was at that point where she was like, oh, Alex doesn't know anyone, I want him to talk to my friends, blah, blah, blah. So if I was Spencer, I would have gone up to, like, Emily and hung around her the whole night and, like, you know, kept her close to me and talking to me and being like, Alex, this is Emily, blah, blah, blah. This is Toby.
I don't talk, know. It's talk, movie. Talk. It's TV land, you know? They just do dumb shit all the time.
Yeah, like if I wanted to keep an eye out on someone, I would keep them close and I would talk to them, not like watch at them halfway across the room.
Well, it's kind of awkward. All the scenes where she wants to, it's like, it's awkward. She's got Alex hanging around and the other girls and, you know, it's like Toby and Emily want to do their own thing. Toby doesn't want to hang out with them. It's just awkward.
Yeah.
Then they all sort of dance with the boys. They all decide they're all going to have a dance. Yep. The band sucks so bad. They suck so hard. And then they force Hannah to go out and get the file while, you know, she's like, can I wait till they announce thingamajig? And then they're all just like, go, you bitch whore.
Is that when, like, Spencer's at the fortune teller?
Yeah, yeah.
She's from Gilmore Girls.
I knew I recognised her. I wrote down that she reminded me of that man-hating teacher from Daria.
Oh, yeah.
That fortune teller, for some reason. I was like, it's like that lady in Daria.
No, no, but she is,
she's the mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what is her name? That's going to piss me off. Gypsy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
She must have just, like, didn't realise that Gilmore Girls ended and it's just, like, lying in the back lot. And then suddenly this show starts up. She's like, I'll be the fortune teller.
Probably. She probably lives in a skip out the back. For the ease of our listeners, translation, Skip is a dumpster. Arya's, like, using Sean, like, being decoy for Sean, so he doesn't try and find Hannah.
Yeah. And so they're dancing and hanging out, whatever, and then Maya is giving Emily death eyes.
Yep.
And then poor Jenna is just sitting there by herself. I feel so sorry for her.
I kind of feel sorry for Jenna now.
I want to go and give her hugs and, like, make out with her or something.
Okay, and then Lucas. Like, geeky Luke and Hannah.
His name's Lucas.
Well, they can run into each other out the front.
Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas, whatever.
Okay.
Geeky Lucas.
He's pretty dorky.
He's all chivalrous, as geeks usually are, and takes Hannah to the surgery.
Yep.
Or the dentist / psycho ward.
Yes.
And then we go back to the fortune teller, and she's telling them about the whole A thing or something.
Wait, have we got to the point where Emily and Maya have that talk?
Fortune tellers again. Sean and Arya dance for a bit longer, then we're at Emily spies Maya and goes over to have a chat.
Oh, okay.
She sort of accuses her of, you know, telling Hannah about them.
Yeah.
And then Maya's like, what the fuck? And then Emily's like, stop making a big deal out of this. And then Maya's like, hang on, who's making a big deal here?
I know, it's such a drama and they had one kiss.
Yeah. I if I had been her in high school, I would have reacted like that.
You would have reacted like Emily?
Yeah. Oh. Because I defended my... sexuality. I don't know. I did not want anyone to know. So I totally relate to Emily in this whole storyline. Totally relate to her. She's like, no way. This wouldn't fly.
It wouldn't fly in this town.
Well, obviously it does. I got over it, but
yeah.
In my head, like, I get it, because it's like, it's in your own head. In your head, everything seems so much worse than it really is. So I get it. But I get Maya, too. Maya's just like, fucking get over it.
Yeah.
I loved it when she was all like, if you tell me that you don't have feelings for me, I'll walk away right now.
Yeah, and she couldn't tell
And she just couldn't. Yeah. I was like, awesome. So, yeah. Then we got Ezra sees Arya dance, gets cut. Fortune teller tells Spencer her fortune.
And then there was, like, a card from A.
Card from A, yeah.
Which, how the fuck? How does this get in there?
It's a TV show.
I want them, when we find out who A is, to explain.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
Okay, but you didn't have a problem with Lost? You didn't have a problem with Lost?
I loved Lost.
Lost was exactly the same. No. They didn't go back and tell you how every little thing worked.
No, but this is different. This is different.
Come on.
No,
it's Lost was a crock.
Completely different. This is not meant to be, like... It's not meant to have, like, a higher meaning or anything. It's just a show.
No, but still, the crap that they did on Lost, they didn't explain any of that.
I don't know. I loved it.
Did you find this one really hard to write down? Because they're always in the same room. So you,
yeah, it just kept it was harder cutting to people. Yeah.
To make notes out of. Okay, so then we got Ezra leaving. And they yell all their personal stuff in public. I know.
They have a public conversation again in the hallway.
Could have heard them and could have been A, B, C, D, E, or
G. Yeah, I know. I don't know why he's so, like, surprised that someone texted her about it. Because they're so open about it.
They're always talking about it in public. Ezra needs to grow up.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd kick him in the balls and be like, dude, grow up.
Yeah. And Emily and Toby go up to the chem lab.
Luke and Hannah break into the doctor surgery thing. And then Toby and Emily go up to the chem lab.
Emily and Toby didn't go up to the chem. They first, Emily just walked out, and then Toby followed and was like, what the hell's wrong? And then she's like, let's go up to the chem lab. And then it cuts the...
No, it cuts back twice. I wrote every scene down for this purpose, because I knew we would get confused.
Okay.
So it only shows them, you know how he goes, why did I have to lock the elevator door? And Hannah's just like, shut up and stay here.
Oh, yeah.
And then it cuts back to Toby and Emily. And he's like, why don't we go upstairs to the chem lab? That's easier for me to kill you up there.
I don't think he was trying to kill her.
No, but that's what they made it look like.
Yeah.
And then Spencer and Alex. And Alex stitches her after she takes a phone call to Hannah.
Yeah.
And then Melissa's all like, he left. Do you need me to tweet it to you? And she's just a whore with her fucking airplane hair.
Yeah, she's pretty whore-ish.
Hannah finds Toby's file.
Yeah, and so she must have read it or something in the car.
Yeah.
Because when she came back, she... Wait, when do they talk about?
Oh, Emily and Toby, and they're sort of talking, and then Toby shuts the door.
Yeah.
Oh, the Queen and King announcement. And it's a Toyota ad all over again.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck, Toyota?
I don't know. has Toby started talking to Emily about...
He started to, and that's when he closed the door behind
him.
Oh,
yeah.
And then the gang see the Toby file, they have the flashback to when Toby, you know, to when Allison's talking to Toby. And she's all like, I know that you were banging your sister's dog.
Now, are you happy there's finally incest that you can talk about?
Oh, it's a little bit like, it makes sense, but who would have sex with him?
Jenna, obviously.
I'd have sex with her. But...
Yeah, I'd have sex with her too.
Yeah.
Did you see Hannah when she hugged Luke? It was so cute and awkward.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And she was just like,
oh, no. But yeah, so they drop the incest bomb, and then poor incesty Tamman is walking around all sad. Yeah. I'm so sorry for
her. And she overheard the entire conversation because she was in that hall of mirrors or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry for her because everyone knows her poor little secrets. And like I was saying in the earlier podcast when we were ripping incest, and I was like, it must be really hard when that actually happens to you, like for those few people that end up in that situation.
They're not actually brother and sister.
They're not actually brother and sister, but you know, like it would be hard because, you know, people would rip into them.
Yeah. So then it goes back to Emily and...
she flees. Help me, somebody!
Well, first she, like, pushes him into, like...
The whole glass cabinet or whatever.
And then he comes out and he's like, Emily, wait! Did you hear him say that?
Yeah. You guys! Yeah. And Emily's all like, no!
And she's screaming and then she trips over her feet.
The girls all run like Barbies in their heels. Actually, thought it'd be how funny reenact that scene with Barbies. And then, ooh, Hall of Mirrors. Cut to the lame ending.
The lame ending was painting seven over population, the eight for the population.
7987. So basically smaller than my hometown, which you know.
Wait, your actual hometown?
Yeah.
The one up there?
Yeah. It has more people than that.
Really?
Yeah. So no I don't way. Know how big Rosewood's supposed to be, but that is bull.
Yeah.
Seriously, no, it is. We've had, since I was a kid, at least 8,000 population.
Wow. Okay.
So, lol at that number.
Yeah. And they still have a Prada outlet there?
7,000 And they have, like, what was the fucking department store and two high schools?
Oh, it was Bloomingdale's?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a suburb.
I think it's a suburb.
Yeah. If it's a suburb, then I guess it's believable. But.
Yeah. But they don't really call it suburbs there, they just call it a town.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, what did you think of that episode?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, it's getting better. The intensity is just really coming up, especially about the whole, like, incest thing, and then Toby wanting to tell Emily something, and Emily showing that she actually likes Maya, can't admit it.
I really, really, really liked this episode. Mm. So as soon as I get home, I'm probably going to watch the next one.
Okay.
Because it's been annoying, because I want to stick to my whole, like, I don't watch it until...
We podcast. Yeah.
But every time I watch one and I get ready for the podcast, I'm like, oh, I just want to watch the next one.
Yeah.
So, shout outs. You got one?
Yep, I do. Pleep.
Pleep?
I wanted to shout out to Pleep for telling me the name of...
The Canadian department store.
Yeah, which now I've forgotten.
Oh, it was really weird.
It was a weird name.
Haven't you got it on your iPhone?
I do. I have to look for it, though. Oh, here we go. Holt Renfrew.
Holt Renfrew? Is that how you say it?
Let's have a look. There's a link as well, so I'm having a look.
Okay. Well, my shout-out goes out to Liz Lemon from Facebook, and I think you tweet us too, from England. I'm shouting out to you because you're awesome and you love the show and you're, like, always on our Facebook, and I don't use Twitter, so I love people that go on Facebook. And also, please send minstrels. Lots and lots and lots of minstrels.
What's minstrels?
Actually, I can show you. I have... A tiny little stash.
I don't think I should eat any chocolate.
Oh, it's like the most amazing, amazing, amazing English chocolate. They're like humongous M&Ms, but the chocolate inside them is so creamy and delicious and amazing. And I treat them like gold. Sometimes my friend gives me some from England.
Well, that's why I shouldn't eat any.
Well, you know what? Liz Lemon, I love you. Send me minstrels.
No one's going to send us anything.
Send us minstrels, everyone, please. Or if you're from America, send us Reese's Pieces and peanut butter M&Ms. For some reason, Australia hasn't embraced the peanut butter chocolate movement, but I 100% do.
What do you mean? We have, like, peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah, but you have to buy them from imported shops. You don't. There's no Australian-made peanut butter chocolate.
But we've got peanut M&Ms, though. Not peanut butter ones, though.
Oh, peanut, yeah. But peanut butter M&Ms is what I want.
Yeah.
And or Reese's Pieces. But peanut butter M&Ms are better. And sick, everyone. So if this was a crap podcast, I completely blame her.
Yes, please blame me, because I'm feeling very unwell.
Oh, no, I don't really blame you. Huggles.
I'm hugging her now. Okay, now I've finished hugging her. Thanks for the hug. So when should we announce the winner of the caption competition?
Well, are you going to tell everyone your news?
No, because I haven't even told, like, half the people in my life my news.
So. Yeah, but these people don't know those people.
Yeah, but still.
All right, well...
Should I?
Yeah, just tell them, because then we can say, you know, can have a little bit of a countdown to the...
Okay, well, I had to make a decision recently, and the decision was to move away from this small town on the western side of Australia and move back to the eastern side of Australia, so... That means that Dash and I won't live in the same town anymore.
We will live...
In completely different states.
Probably about 4,000 kilometres away from each other. So I don't know what that is in miles. A lot, though.
Yeah, so we're going to be in different time zones.
Yeah, so we're basically going to finish off, what is it, the 10 episodes? The first 10?
Yeah.
So we'll do the first 10, like, you know, finish off the 10 podcasts we plan to do, and that will probably be it.
Unless by January we figure out a way to podcast over Skype.
Yeah. I actually don't have a great internet connection, so at the moment that's looking not great. So basically enjoy the podcasts while you have them, kids.
Because, yeah, there will be another 4 more after this one.
Mm-hmm. And so we thought we maybe would just stretch the competition out to the very end.
Yeah, but we've got some really good ones. Like, yeah, I'm actually thinking it's going to be hard to choose.
Yeah, we have. We've had some really great entries. So keep like... If you have an idea, send it in, because we're gonna stretch the competition out right to the end now, and it'll be like a bit of a grand finale thing. And the prizes are really cool.
There'll be Vegemite. I know everyone wants to try Vegemite.
Yeah, and I got some little sachets of Milo to chuck in.
Oh yeah.
And you know, maybe some Tim Tams, some Australian,
basically a lot of food.
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Some Tam and Sursok memorabilia, some PLL, little PLL merch going on.
Yeah.
Heaps of stuff. And like I said, I'll spray M's perfume in there.
No, we're not doing that.
I will do that. So, yeah, it's going to be like a farewell competition now. So keep those Jenna captions coming in.
One more thing. I have to shout out to the other Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Oh, yeah? What's it officially called?
On
Twitter, I think it's PLL Podcast,
right? Yeah, yeah. So they'll still be podcasting after we finish. So have a listen to them.
They do a pretty good job.
We'll probably still Twitter and keep the Facebook up and stuff. So.
Yeah, keep talking to you dudes. But living in different time zones and very far away from each other with poor internet connection, it will be hard for us to continue podcasting.
But, I mean, January is a long time away. It's a couple of months, so you don't even know. You might get
better internet
by that time.
Come on, Julia Gillard. All right, so that's all from us.
Yep, yeah? That's it for this episode.
And we will see you guys, or you will hear us guys, next week.